Hallelujah. Just want to give praise to God and thanks for something he's been doing in my life. And this past weekend, after 13 years of having not seen my biological father, I got to meet him. And you know, I thought for a long time from him and other parts of that side of the family that I was an unwanted child and that that I was just forgotten. And you know, I'm proud to say that that God is a good God and he loves me enough to allow not just this meeting to happen, to not just this building of a new relationship, but to know that every step of the way for all of these years I've been loved and I've been wanted and I'm just so grateful for all of you who've been praying for me and who knew about these things. And I'm grateful to God that I got to have this opportunity. So hallelujah and praise the Lord.
So I just wanted to thank God for keeping me safe. Yesterday, I had quite an experience, nearly getting stuck in one really steep driveway, icy driveway, and then getting actually stuck in another steep, really icy driveway, and I had to get towed out, but things could have gone so bad, and I just see in every detail how God caused that to go nicely. So I thank God.
And I had my first winter driving collision involving my car, because I was driving, of course. Sorry. Forgot what I was even saying. Because I wasn't being quite cautious enough and also wasn't used to the kind of stuff that was on the road, because I've driven on slippery stuff before, but it wasn't the same kind of slippery stuff. And on Hurley Mountain Road near our house on Tuesday on my way to school, I started sliding when I tried to get out of the worn track that was in the middle of the road, probably because there was another car coming and I didn't slow down enough, or like when I tried to slow down, that's when I slid or something. I think there was a car, but basically the clear track was going down the middle. And so then when another car was coming, I was like, okay, we both can't go down the middle. And I slid, and then I slid into, there's no real shoulder, there's road, tiny bit of dirt, and a guardrail. And I slid into the guardrail, along the guardrail, back onto the road, and kept sliding down the curve in the road. And then made another kind of uninformed decision to try to pull over somewhere, where I then got stuck. Because I should have driven further to a better spot, but I didn't. And then two guys in a truck stopped and pushed my car back onto the road while I pressed the gas pedal. And they were like, okay, drive safely. And so I have a new dent. The car had a dent when I bought it because it was used. I have a new dent in the front corner of the car, and I guess my door was a little bit stuck or something, but then now it opens fine. And I thought I had scraped the whole side of the car, and I didn't. It was just the front. The other part didn't get scraped. So I'm grateful that I got to have an unsafe situation to teach me about unsafe situations, but I didn't hit anybody else. I didn't actually go past the guardrail. I didn't get hurt, and my car was fine. And then when I got stuck after it, somebody came and helped me. So I was like, okay, well, I know that one now, sort of. And yeah, so that it was, some moderately foolish decisions, but it turned out okay, and I got to school, and it's a car, and I don't really care that it has a dent. I just know something more than I used to.
I don't exactly have anything in particular, but I've struggled recently swinging back and forth between being very thankful for things and having a really hard time being thankful for stuff. So figured maybe I should share with you some of the things I'm thankful for. And I'm thankful for God just providing so much of the right thing at the right time in so many different areas, whether it be all the mass amounts of baby stuff that we've inherited from people and don't have to worry about having to pay for it ourselves at some point, to getting a snow day to be able to clear out some space to put all the baby stuff, to just the fact that I'm not making very much right now in some terms, and I have to pay for classes that I need to take to keep my job, but you know, it all works out because we've still got some savings and Jerusha is still able to work a little bit, and just all these things that could be so stressful, but it's really fine. And I know from all the things past in my life that God's got it covered, and even little things like there are extra expenses for holidays and for the conference and stuff, and God provided for that. And we wanted to be able to do something nice and give some of our family members some gifts for Hanukkah, and we happen to have this weird insurance situation where 1 month out of the year we're not billed for insurance, so there's a little extra to be able to cover that. I don't even understand why, but maybe that's why, you know? And God gets it. God understands all of those things, and even being able to actually get some good sleep last night, because it's been a little crazy lately trying to get Zipporah to sleep, but it kind of just like accidentally happened that Jerusha and she both fell asleep together and were able to get some good rest. And I think I'm more excited for winter break this year than I ever have been. And I was just thinking, even just that Hanukkah is all during winter break this year. It's so great. But I was just thinking, you know, like winter break and spring break and summer break and all of the breaks that those of us that revolve around some kind of school calendar really look forward to and appreciate. That's what eternity is going to be like. It's going to be like the best things about winter break and the holidays and spring break and summer break and, you know, Shabbat every single day. And God's providing for us now, even in things like Shabbat and breaks, but just think of all the small things, and think of all, you know, just how huge that will be when everything's one big, amazing, joyous break with God.
Two things. One is I just wanted to testify to the goodness of God through the long haul. Goldie probably gets this more than anybody. I had a really rough week physically, and it kind of takes its toll in a lot of areas and can leave you struggling with things like feeling like, gee, I'm really a lousy mom. I'm really a lousy this in the congregation. Look at all of the huge list of things I didn't get done. It's a battle. It really is. And yet, even though I'm a little emotional just because, I don't know, sleep deprivation or something does that to you. Like I said, Goldie will get this, you know. I just want to testify to the incredible faithfulness of God. You know, like, we have a good day, we have a difficult day, we have a doctor wonky day, you know, and yet God is the same every single day. He's just the same every single day. And you make little choices, like, I made a choice to call Jackie Santoro while I was in my pajamas, not really functional, having not even brushed my hair. I was like, it's Jackie, she loves me. She's never seen me like this, but she loves me. I didn't know that it was the 6-month anniversary of Eddie's death. And neither did 5 other people who called her, one right after the other. God is just so incredibly faithful, so faithful that he can use me having a really lousy, slow morning to bless her. You know, that's just how God has all of those things work together. So he's faithful, he's faithful, he's faithful. Whatever it is that you are dealing with, that's a long-term, long-haul thing. You know, he's just teaching me, take your eyes off of the details of the right now and put your eyes on me. And so out of that, I could end up with a day, Friday, where for a number of reasons, my husband and I and Sylvie were all at home in the same place, nobody running anywhere, even though I had a list about 15 long that I felt like I should have been doing, but family was more important that day, and I was just so incredibly grateful for a day where I'm helping my daughter work on a paper, kind of, and work on job applications, kind of, and I'm reading Danny Silk's book and marking things for the congregation, and my husband's reading something, and we're just all together, and it's quiet, and it's just wonderful, and I don't know how many of those moments I'm going to get, so I was just really thankful.
Something Mrs. Lundgren said reminded me of the one thing that I really appreciated about my week, and that was that twice, at least, I prayed on probably some of my worst days this week. I prayed to God, and I asked him to bless my day and bless different things in my day. And I was having some trouble with a particular student who was, you know, attacking me and my abilities to teach and other such things because I was correcting him. And giving him consequences for his actions and things like that. And there are, you know, other things going on, and I was just dreading things at work. And so anyways, when I prayed, and I prayed believing, because I've prayed before in the past, and God has done things and caused my day to just be, for me, caused me to enjoy my day, how we'll just put it that way, and caused really good things to happen in my day. And I don't know if now speaking, if it's that I noticed, God caused me to notice the good things in the day, or just that he caused great things to happen in the day, probably a little of both or a lot of both. But that happened twice this week, and I prayed believing that God could do it. And he just did it. And I came home, you know, telling my mom, like, I had a really good day. And my mom was praying for me one day. And it was just great to know that I can tell my dad in heaven, Lord, please, I'm having a horrible time right now in my own thought life. And, you know, I have a little distrust of you. But, Lord, I know you've done this before in my life. You've blessed me. You bless me whenever I pray to you, and he did that this week, and so I just want to thank God and encourage you guys to do the same. And I've heard it mentioned more than once to doubt your doubts of God, and I encourage you to do that. Doubt your doubts of God and to believe him.